Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the
radio. 30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back, friends. It's hour two of In This League right here on Sports Grid, the Mightier 1090. All the places, all the stuff, all the things. That is us. That is Scott Bogman. You can find him on Twitter at Bogman Sports. I am the Welsh. You can find me on Twitter at Is It The Welsh. Do so while you still can. You know, before we just like cancel it all. Before we don't get canceled, but we just are like, no more tweeting, no more anything. That's why you want to follow us. Make us feel good. Make us feel good during this season, this year.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, and also make yourself feel good, you know.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, why wouldn't you? Well, yeah. Why wouldn't you just make yourself feel good once, twice a day, however often you need it?
You make me think of there was a positive reaction to our Christmas list, and we have two things going on. We have the let's call it a cam list. We have a cam list for listeners
that want
to send us stuff, and it's just people do. And we are very camish, if you will, with all the other words. And we have an Amazon list that people can...
Smallish fans.
Yeah, yes. That people can send us stuff if they want, and we'll open it on our Christmas special. So we've got that, but we're also doing an ITL Secret Santa. We're all about fun. Remember, it's so much fun. And we've got we got a Secret Santa going on, and we've got this like Google sheet with a list of presents and stuff. And someone noted, because also anyone in Secret Santa could just look at our list and send stuff as well. And someone noted Bogman's list. Definitely, Bogman didn't hold back on some of that, you know,
browsers.
Loving himself, the accounts and things. And you know what? I appreciate it. And I put one on there as well. I was like, you know what? I would like, I don't need sites. I don't need sites or anything like that because I'll never use them. I don't have time. But if I could get one thing in that genre, I'd be very careful about how we're talking about this. But
I don't know what you're saying.
Maybe a customized video from, you know, one of my favorite online personalities.
I see.
I put on little Annabelle, you know who. Mm-hmm. I said, I'll take that. That would be great. A customized one. I guess it could be a shout or like a cameo. That would,
you know, when you
right,
say Annabelle, but... people are going to think about that creepy movie with the doll.
Not the
right?
doll. This is of the Peak variety. Annabelle Peaks.
Your interest, right. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That would be the gift that would keep on giving. And that is how we learn to love ourselves and love all of you. So Bogman's list, very full. So if you want to check it out, just hit us up. He'll let you about know all the sites that he wants for Christmas to make him have a holly jolly Christmas. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, we didn't even talk about the DFS. We're going to do so. DFS results and picks right around the corner.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's In This League.
Buckle up, buckaroo.
All night.
Patreon.com/ITL Army. That is where you can sign up. You can check out that list that we were talking about. You can check out the Christmas special. You can get everything, all the secret shows, access to joining us in drafts, and really just have access to us as well. Patreon.com/ITL Army. As little as $5 is going to get you a bunch. We promise there are lots of goodies out there, so come and check us out today. Directly support your boys. And what a funny segment that was in that last one, too, because I didn't mean it to be because it's so short, but it was such a jolt into everybody. It was just like, hey, guess what Bogman has on his Christmas list? And I'll take an Annabelle Peaks custom video. But that was what we were talking about. Bogman has got some fruitful stuff. You're not lying. You know, you're saying, hey, listen, let's cut to the chase. This is what I need. This is what I need. Not like. This is what I need.
Be useful to me. That I will use.
Yeah. So. This, a site and a hard drive.
Right. Yeah. I mean, a hard drive specifically. The ones I got are full. So.
Are they really?
We need a new site. We need a new hard drive, you know, so we can load up the stuff from the site. So that's what we need.
The American way.
That's how we're going. I want, in a couple of years, I want a drawer full of hard drives. So I just know, oh, let's go to this one. Let's go to that one. There we go. I'll have to start labeling them pretty soon. They'll be like VHS. So, but you know what I find funny, the Welsh? I find funny that last week and the week before, when you brutalized me in DFS, it was mentioned at the top of every segment going into hour two.
What are you talking about?
Weird mention this week. So I'm wondering what those results look like.
Yeah. It was bad for me. I also had a player that was completely injured, and our boy Toft had nicely just, you know, inserted a different guy in there. And it doesn't matter who I would have put in there. I could have put in what?
Real quick, did Toft tell you what your results were? Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no, he did. In one of the I'm telling you, it's the worst one I've ever had. He could have put Tyreek Hill in over DJ Chark, and it wouldn't have mattered. I still would have lost to you, and it was atrocious. I had one player that scored double-digit points. It's unbelievable how bad my team was. And Jacobs got hurt. Carr had the – I mean, I had a stack of Jacobs and Carr. They were garbage. You know, Michael Thomas was trash. Jordan Reed didn't get targeted. Ronald Jones was it. I had one good player, and it's the worst I've had in a single week.
He scored a touchdown, which was nice, but that was it. Yeah.
You had a pretty damn good – I mean, you didn't have a great lineup, but
no,
it wasn't great, but exponentially better than mine. Patrick Mahomes scored you 30 points. You had Nick Chubb, James White, Keenan Allen all scored double digits, but you had five player in the single digits. You handed me my ass, and you easily took the win, which I think we're now tied up in DFS.
Were we not? What? We didn't tie up last week, but we didn't use it because you had.
I would say, like, with Chark, with the whole injury thing, maybe it would have been different if we were close. Doesn't even matter. Like, it doesn't matter that I didn't have a replacement in this instance. You so brutally beat it. My lineup was so bad. So we're now tied on the season going into week 13, which is a big one. I feel much better about my lineup this week. But Boggs, you are the big winner. You know, Mikey wins. You're the big winner. So you get to bring up your lineup here. We are all tied up on the season bet. How are you going into, and we are doing this lineup on the $2 million NFL Sunday Million. That's funny. $2 million NFL Sunday Million. That doesn't make sense. That is what the contest is called, the big slate here for week 13. Bogman, let's hear your lineup and how it's going to beat me. And please don't have copies of my same players.
Just before I jump in here, you are an absolute poet of the English language. After all that stuff we were talking about in the last segment, you said Bogman beat it real hard. So you use those words exactly to describe how I was in DFS after that first segment.
I mean, that's just that. I didn't know I did that. That's just natural ability.
Right. Yeah.
That's just natural ability that...
Barry Zito on the curveball. How do you come up with that? You have to ask God.
You got to ask God how that happened.
I don't know. So for my quarterback, I am going with a cheap option this week. I'm going with Kirk Cousins at the hosting the Jacksonville Jaguars. He is at 7,300. He's a great deal on the FanDuel.
It's a bad start. Me too. I have Kirk Cousins.
Do you also have Nick Chubb in your lineup going up against Tennessee?
I also have Nick Chubb as my next player.
Let me ask you something. When I drop that link to you, when you click on it, is there already a lineup filled out?
No, there's not.
Because I can go away and come back, and my lineup will come back for me. My second running back, no way you have this guy because you hate his guts. David Montgomery up against the Detroit Lions, who are 32nd against the run in the NFL this year. That is who I have. I paid up for a big name wideout this week, the Welsh, Davante Adams, $9,500. You have him? Are you are you shaking?
No, we're good so far. Just the quarterback and running back are the only pairs.
All right. I also am going to go back to the well, and I'm going to trust Mitch Trubisky to throw to this guy, Allen Robinson, at $6,900. Not a bad matchup.
You became Lou Holtz there for a minute. It's also
for my guy, Mr. Allen Robinson. Then I have Denzel Mims. The Jets are playing against the Raiders, who can't stop the pass very well. I'll stop. $5,500 for Mims is a nice cheap option. Give me Kyle Rudolph with Irv Smith. Still a little banged up. He might play this week, might not. But Kyle Rudolph at $5,000 is a good tight end matchup. I have Nyheim Hines in my flex spot going up against Houston and their horrible, horrible, no good run defense, $6,400. And my defense is the Las Vegas Raiders, who are not great, but they are playing the Jets. So that is a nice lineup there. So once again, Cousins, Chubb, Montgomery, Davante Adams, Allen Robinson, Denzel Mims, Kyle Rudolph, Nyheim Hines, and the Las Vegas Raiders.
So we have three double ups here. We have three copies. I have Cousins, I have Chubb, and I also have the Raiders defense. And those, and the Raiders defense, ironically, was kind of one of those I had built that way.
Yeah, you kind of have to. They're affordable. They're playing the Jets.
Yeah, and they built around. I could go. I have $100 left over. I could go Rams over the Cardinals, but there's no way. I mean, the Raiders, I'll take this all day, every day. So we've got those three copies, so we're going to have to do work in the middle. So I'm with you on Cousins. I'm with you on Chubb. My second running back, going back to my guy who just had a monster return from injury, Austin Eckler, who is 7,000 going up against New England, targeted a whole bunch. Those targets went away from Keenan Allen, which, had that not happened, this might have been a game where I put Keenan Allen in my lineup, but you saw the shares go down. He played the what?
Not against Gilmore in New England.
Good point. That's a fantastic point. Regardless, I mean, we're not playing him anyway, so it doesn't matter. But Eckler at 7,000. My wideouts went cheap-ish with one okay guy. I've got DJ Chark at 6,300. He is a little bit questionable right now, which hurt me last week, so I'm going to have a replacement on hand if is the case. But 6,300 against Minnesota is great. I've got Cooper Kupp, 6,600 against Arizona. I think there's going to be plenty of passing that happens there with Kupp. I imagine Peterson is going to be with Woods. And Adam Thielen, also returning from COVID against Jacksonville, 7,800. All big, good matchups I'm playing. Tight end you would never have in the planet, and it just fits the money scheme. I'm going with Zach Ertz at 5,700. He's returning, and I'm hoping for red zone. I am going, I promise I would do this. If I didn't do this, it would be shameful and ridiculous. Flex, I have Wayne Gallman. I have to have Wayne Gallman this week. It'd be ridiculous for me not to.
Built around Wayne Gallman at flex. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I had to have Wayne Gallman, and then I've got the Raiders. So, again, it's Cousins, Chubb, Eckler, Chark, Kupp, Thielen, Ertz, Gallman, Raiders. Now, if I end up, if Chark were to be out, I would probably take Ertz out, maybe potentially probably spend up on another wide receiver. Let me even take a look just in case it were to happen. Because what is Chark? 6,300. I'd be comfortable going up to Devontae Parker at 6,800. And then I take that money away from a tight end and probably put in, who's this? A 5,000. Yeah,
so
maybe Kyle Rudolph, to be honest with you. Yeah. I kind of like that even better. A little bit.
Have more double ups, but I get it.
Yeah,
so
that's Rams, the plan.
Rams wideouts fairly cheap this week because I had Robert Woods in before I switched him over to Allen Robinson after I just did a couple little adjustments there. But, I mean, I don't feel very confident this week. I mean, obviously there's some games off the main slate. We get no Cowboys and Ravens because they're on Tuesday. Steelers and Washington are moved to Monday as well. So there are some games off the main slate. But my lineup's fine. I'm not super confident. It's like a six.
Yeah, I'm okay with it, and we'll see how it plays. But I do have Wayne Gallman, so at the end of the day, I'm feeling all right. All right, don't go anywhere. When we come back, it's pick'em time. We're going to do against the spread over-unders for week 13 right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. And after that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome back, friends. You know, funny, on the break, we were just talking about shirt sizes and pant sizes, and surprisingly, through a quarantine, losing a tiny bit of weight. And I put just a little bit of thought in when I was ordering the brand new ITL logo stuff over on our Teespring store. And hopefully you don't have to do the same. Though I will say, I know our stuff, like after it washes, it just like a tiny bit down. So if you're a fringy XL to 2XL, just get a 2XL. Just feel good about yourself. Don't mess around. Just, you know, maybe you can go a little size above if it comes down just a little bit. But you can get the hoodies, the shirts, we've got mugs and tons of other stuff, not just the brand new ITL logo, but a bunch of the other classics and some of the amazing artwork our boy Jack has put together. And go check it out, Teespring ITL store. Put that in Google. Get it today, and I'm pretty sure get it pretty quick. A couple of my stuff came quicker than I thought it was going to. Teespring takes a little bit longer, but I'm pretty sure you can get it before the holidays if you do it now. So go and check it out and let your boys know that you did so.
What do you think about I read something the other day that said Amazon is ruining small business because no one else can get their stuff to you in 2 days. It's only Amazon, and people are, you know, unbelievably impatient, which is very true.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely one of those people too.
Everything I've been ordering for Christmas so far for my kids has been Amazon, to be fair.
Prime. Yeah. Yeah. 2 day ship.
I pay so much damn money for it. And, you know, I mean, I don't know how many $1,000 in the last like 3 years I've paid for it. So it's like, yeah, I'm going to use it. But you're not wrong about that. I did hear a story that the USPS was actually going to put like a cap limit on some of the big box for, because they're being predominantly run down by the big store, like specifically Amazon, Walmart, Target, stuff like that. And that like some of the smaller stores, they, like you're saying, have been hit so hard that some were going to push back on some of the big guys. And I wonder if that's going to happen. I bet it won't. But because you know how it is, because we do our Secret Santa, like you start to, we're not quite there, but you start to get that time limit where they're like, hey, if you order by Wednesday, you can get it before Christmas. I wonder if we're going to start getting that like way sooner than we're ready for.
It would make sense in a pandemic too, with all the extra steps that are happening right now and all that good stuff. At least you assume that are happening, but I don't know. I see, you know, because if I open up my window right over there, as the people that are watching us, a couple captains in this room here, all I do is see the Amazon truck go in and out all day long.
I do the same thing when I'm in my studio. I'm actually at a radio station right now, but when I'm in my home studio, I have a window over to my right. And all day long, it is, I swear to God, it's every 5 minutes, it's an Amazon, it's a FedEx, it's a whatever, a couple of those other delivery ones. It is all day long.
Yeah.
And I'll keep kind of helping that out. I'll keep buying all the stuff, and I am part of the problem, but, you know, what do you do?
How close are you to done with Christmas shopping?
No. I've done a little bit part. I got to do our Secret Santa. I got to do all that stuff, and I got to get on that pretty quick. And then the kids are a never ending, you know, like they'll have this moment where they're just like, well, it's like, what do you want? And they're just like, I don't know. You know, they're like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, it's like, I want a new bike. And it's like, you have a bike. Like, my son, he's 8.5 years old. He's like, I want a new bike. And I was like, dude, you have a bike that you're riding. And he's just like, well, I want one that doesn't, he wants like an adult bike. He doesn't want, he gets a Star Wars bike. He's like, I want one that's not Star Wars. I'm like, Jesus, are we already here? Like, are we already here where you want, you just want a color bike that's not, like, I'm like, oh my God.
Spray paint. Yeah. I mean, there you go.
My daughter's started to take over the iPad. So it's like, well, crap, now she needs a tablet because she's taking the iPad from everybody playing Subway Surfer and Fruit Ninja and everything like that. And she's becoming obsessed. So Christmas is a nightmare. It's a nightmare. But at least the shipping, if you go to Amazon, will get here early. Not all those mom and pop stores. All right. Let's go to our picks. And very quick recap of last week. Was not a good week.
Let's just do the Mark McGwire here. We're not here to talk about the past.
Yeah.
We're talking about the future.
I mean, listen, I was median on everything. I was one game over on over-unders, one game under on against the spread. You were really bad against the spread, but and that's super odd of you because it's not who you are. You usually are crazy with it. You didn't have a great week. Bubba had a really bad week as well. I can't tell with your system again. Did any of us hit anything on the parlay?
Not really.
Did I hit Miami because it's bold?
Yeah, you got Miami because it's bold. You got Seattle by 5 as well, but you did not get the over in San Francisco and the Rams. For me, I didn't get Cleveland. I got Seattle, but I also didn't get Kansas City. So, and Bubba didn't get anything that he had. So, no, Vegas got crushed, and no on the over for the
for some reason, it makes me happy that Bubba was so bad because he's been so good. Like, it just
amazing. I was saying to him the other day, I'm like, dude, if you keep hitting on these over-unders, what was he, like 11-2 the other week? I was like, you're going to have to start charging for these. So it was crazy. But, you know, look, you know, as Ian Malcolm told us in Jurassic Park, life finds a way.
It does. And it does find a way.
Finds a way. That's what they do.
Yeah. I mean, I'm almost dead. I am 2 games over 500, I think, for the entire year is what we've gotten to. The year has really tapered backwards, and that's just how it is. And it was a couple brutal weeks. So we got to turn this bad boy around, and that's what we're hoping to do in week 13. Are you ready for this? You want to get going with them?
Let's roll it, dude. I'm ready.
All right. Starting with Cincinnati at Miami. Miami is an 11.5-point home favorite. When in the last 10 years has Miami been a double-digit home favorite? Boggs, 42.5 is the line.
Have they played the Jets at home yet? Like, that's the only one I can think of. So, but yeah, I mean, look, the Bengals have problems. So, I'm not surprised to see
you, son.
Spread, but I can't take the Bengals, or I can't take Miami as an 11.5-point favorite when they're having the quarterback issues that they're having right now. We don't even know who the starter is going to be. So that makes
it
going to
be Brandon Allen.
Well, for the Bengals, it's going to be Brandon Allen, but for the Dolphins.
Oh yeah. For the Dolphins. Yeah. We don't know if it's going to be Fitzpatrick or Tua. I'm not sure that one matters as much though.
I think it does, though, because I think they're a different offense. Like, I think 11.5 is possible with Fitzpatrick. I don't know that it's possible with Tua, the way he's been playing. And, you know, is he going to go out there and be 85%? Is he 90%? Is he closer to 100? We don't know. So, for me, I can't believe I'm saying this, especially after Joe Burrow got hurt. But I'm going to take the Bengals in this game because the spread just seems too much for me for Miami, and I'm going to take the over.
I'm going to go with you on the Cincinnati side. I'm actually going to go with you on that one. It's mainly about the points. If this was like a touchdown, I might go Miami, but 11.5 points, there are still very capable. Now, the question is, can Cincinnati get the ball to the receivers? What I was going to say is there's 3 very capable receivers, I think, that are playmakers, and that's a good thing.
Playing well too.
Miami's defense has been playing well, but I mean, those are 3 great receivers. The question is are they going to be able to get the ball there at all? Can they establish any run? Those are all great questions, and that's why I don't feel fantastic, but I just don't feel Miami with some of the question marks they've had at running back and where are they at quarterback. Tua would slow down the offense, I think, based on what we've seen if he is the starter. There's just so many points. So I'm going to take Cincinnati, and I'm also going to go with the over because it's so low, and this has a chance to get messy defensively.
I mean, 24-21 gets the job done, you know? So, I mean, and I think that's a realistic score as well. So, that game, I don't like taking Cincinnati ever, but I feel pretty good about it.
Next game up, the Cleveland Browns are going to the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee is a 6-point favorite with a big old 52.5 line. That is tied for the highest of the week, Boggs.
Yeah, I'm going to take Tennessee in this game. This one is one that I would not bet because I think this is going to be one of the better games of the week. I think both these teams are sitting at 7-4, 8-3, somewhere in that neighborhood. So both playing really well. Give me the Titans at home. I'm going to take the over in this game because we did see Baker Mayfield finally kind of have a good game last week. And Tennessee's defense is not the best unit they have. It's obvious that the offense is better. So I think Cleveland's going to be able to put up some points in this game, but I do think Tennessee takes this one fairly easily, but I expect a high scoring game. So give me Tennessee, give me the over.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. I think there's going to be some points, but I'm not comfortable with the over on the 52.5. Both of these are going to be reliant on the running game. I'm not sure defensively either of them are strong enough to hold back. I mean, we both picked Chubb and I think it was tempting to go with Henry, but you know, Cleveland can have some run defense. But I think at the end of the day, this game is going to be built around the running game, and that's going to move the clock, and that has a potential, unless there's big plays, to mitigate some of the high scoring. So I like Tennessee on the 6, but I like the under just because of that. Clock management moving through and lots of Chubb, lots of Henry, maybe some punts. We'll see how much passing game is involved here. I don't think Cleveland's going to want a lot, and frankly, I don't think Tennessee's going to want. So I'm going to go the under, and I am going to go with Tennessee. We can get one more in here, Boggs. Detroit at Chicago. Chicago's a 3-point favorite. 44.5 is your line.
All right, so in this game here, I think Chicago has the best unit of anything in this game. You know, I think Chicago's defense is the best thing on the field here. So I'm going to take Chicago. I don't like this one very much, but I can't bet on the Lions. So give me Chicago. Give me the over in this one. This is another one that's just too low for 2020. 44.5 to me is too low. So give me Chicago. Give me the over.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you on that one. For some reason, I had Detroit on there. I want to take Chicago on it. They're the home team favorite on 3. I think they're just a better mixture right now. Adrian Peterson said some interesting stuff about DeAndre Swift, also that he hasn't been the same since a head injury. He's been kind of sluggish, and it's been hard to watch. That's not a great sign. Galladay has been crazy frustrating, just not there. I think this is a relatively easy pick here on the Chicago, but I'm going to take the under just simply because of some of the concerns I have with overall scoring on both sides of the team. Not that it's a lot of points. Give me Chicago, give me the under, and give me more on the other side of this break. So don't go anywhere. In This League, we'll be back with the rest of our Week 13 picks.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Why the f*** is it called
In This League?
Who could be scared of it?
In This League.
Yeah, just this nice bloke from down the road, isn't he?
What's wrong with you?
Hello, I'm...
In This League.
I've just moved in. My wife has got better cast veins.
I'm having a heart attack. I'm having a heart attack.
You're not having an heart attack.
In This League, we are back. It is Bogman. It is Welsh. And it is 14 more minutes of us, Bogman. 14
right.
More minutes from right now on the counter. 14 minutes from that counter time, so we know exactly where we are. And we...
No, you can put the time in there, too. I know what you're doing here. You're like, you didn't put the time in.
You didn't put
so
the time in.
Why don't you go ahead and say on the thing, and you put the wrong time
in,
too.
Did
so
I put the wrong time in?
You definitely did. So,
I don't think I did.
I know, you know what? You put the right one in, but you didn't do.
I didn't do the okay. Stuff and the thing because
yeah.
I'm talking.
Okay, here we go.
How many things can I do at once? How many can I talk and do all the
can
things?
You do two? Is it that difficult to do two?
A little dicey okay. Sometimes. We'll see if we can try to possibly do two things, host a show and make good picks. Recently, Hasn't been the case. Has not recently been the case. We will try to fix that and rectify that. We got through the first three games of week 13. So we're picking back up. We're doing all our week 13 bets on against spread, over, under. And we're moving to Houston. I think we got the Indianapolis-Houston game. Indianapolis is favored by 3.5. 50.5 is the over-under, Boggs.
Does this feel trappy? Doesn't this feel very, sure. very trappy to
sure
you?
Sure it does. Of course it does.
I'm going to step right into that trap and let it snare me. I'm going to take the Colts. I'm going to take the over. I know Phillip Rivers is banged up with the turf toe and everything, but they put up they can still score. You know, so I think the Colts walk all over the Texans in this game. Deshaun Watson can make any game close. So you can never count the Texans all the way out. So I'll say that about them, but I don't feel like they have a shot in this game at all. So give me the Colts. Give me the over.
When you said you're going to step right into it, do you feel like Houston is like, is Houston's not a favorite in this one or anything like that? Like,
no, but I feel like it should be the Colts by 7.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. No, because I totally agree with you here. I'm just like, I'm not really, wasn't 100% following. I'm like, well, no, I kind of see what you're saying. But yeah, I'm with you on that. But I'm going to go with Indianapolis. Jonathan Taylor is back. Not that that necessarily matters too much. I like where Michael Pittman is going. And Houston's a kind of a disaster all over. I mean, I think David Johnson might be able to come back. I just don't buy into Houston. I think they are wretched. And I'm going to go with Indianapolis, and I'm also going to go with the over. Jacksonville at Minnesota. Minnesota's a 10-point home favorite, 52.5. That is just like the Tennessee game is your line.
For this one, this is another big line I just don't like for Minnesota. I think Minnesota is a much better team in this game, but I don't think they're 10 points better than Jacksonville, even with Jacksonville traveling. And the Jags have been winning games against the spread recently. So I'm going to, you know, look, they played Cleveland tough last week, and the spread on that one was 6.5. So I don't think if Cleveland isn't beating them, I don't think Minnesota is going to by that wide of a margin. So give me Jacksonville. I will take the over in this game, though, because I think both these defenses are rough right now. So give me the Jags. Give me the over.
I'm also going to go with you, Jacksonville, and the over. Kirk Cousins has been stringing some games together. James Robinson always keeps the Jacksonville Jaguars in, and I took DJ Chark because I think Jacksonville is going to be able to sling it a little bit because Minnesota's defense is nothing to write home about. Minnesota also gets Thielen back, so I love another. That's why I wanted Kirk Cousins just like you, just because it feels like another three-touchdown game for Kirk Cousins. So I'm going to take the over. I'm also going to take Jacksonville because if it is a little bit flying here, I think that they can cover inside of that 10. The Las Vegas Raiders going to the New York Jets. They're favored, the Vegas Raiders are, by 7.5. Over is 47.
I think this is a bounce-back game. This is an absolute slump buster for the Raiders. You know, they lost to the Chiefs barely. Then they get stomped by Atlanta, so they're trending in the wrong direction right now. But there's nothing like playing the Jets to get you off the schneid. So give me the Raiders in this game. I don't think the Jets are going to be able to score. I think you're getting an angry Raiders team that was embarrassed last week. So I'm going to take the under here. I think this is the Raiders, something like 24-0, 31-3, 31-10, something like that. I think this is a stomping for the Raiders, and they make a point to look good in this one.
Yeah, I kind of feel about this game like you did with the Colts and the Texans, where I'm just like, are they trying like to trap me? Yeah, like, why is it only 7.5? Like, I know the Raiders were atrocious last week, but
it's because they only scored 6 points, too.
They're also probably going to be without Josh Jacobs, and I assume they are going to try to shove this down the Jets' throat, and this is going to be a lot of Derek Carr. This is going to be the bounce-back game. This is my big assumption on it. To be frank, Boggs, when I started my lineup, I put Derek Carr back in on my DFS lineup. Again, I went down that, which was ridiculous.
I thought about it, and then I went, nah, can't do it.
I did the same thing. I did the exact same thing. Yeah. I was like, nah, I did this last week. I'm not going to do it again.
Yeah, he's such a good price this week, too. I think he's cheaper than Cousins.
He is. He's like 200 cheaper. So I'm going to go with Vegas, but I'm going to go with the under because I just like you, I thought you took the over there for a second. I'm going to go with the under just simply because I don't think the Jets are going to do much. So 47 under and Las Vegas. New Orleans at Atlanta. New Orleans is a 3-point favorite. 45.5 is the line.
This is my upset special of the week. I'm taking the Falcons in this game. They look so much better under Raheem Morris. You know, if Todd Gurley just falls down instead of scoring, this team is 5-1 under Raheem Morris right now. They're still 4-2 with great record and playing inspired football, playing better football than they were with Quinn earlier in the year. And I just don't trust what the Saints have going with Taysom Hill right now. I think if they would have played anyone but the quarterbackless Broncos, it would have been a rough game for them. I think Drew Lock would have beat them last week too. The defense for New Orleans has been playing well though. So I'll stick to the under, and it's low for these two teams at 45.5. I'm going to stick under, but yeah, give me the Falcons to upset the Saints this week.
If Jameis Winston was starting, I would take New Orleans by a million. I would be so excited about this, but I'm kind of with you on this one. I mean, Taysom Hill on the road, stuttering offense. I'm so torn on where Kamara is going to be right now with the injury stuff and how much he's been involved in the offense. Not that Atlanta's been fantastic or anything like that, but their defense has been better. You get Gurley. Think back. I think he was practicing. Julio Jones wasn't practicing earlier in the week, but they can still move the offense. I like Atlanta in this one. Give me the 3 points at home, but I'm also going to go with the over because both of these teams are and can and will still score. So 45.5, it's a little bit feels trappy, but I'm going to go Atlanta in the over. Next up, you got the Rams at Arizona. Rams are a 3-point favorite. 48.5 is the line. Are they at the, how is this possible? I'm looking here real quick, Boggs. Are you sure? Because the 49ers are playing Buffalo in Arizona. But is that Monday night?
Yes.
Okay, that's why. I was about to say, how are both games playing in Arizona? That is a Monday night game.
Yeah, it's a Monday night game. So it's going to be weird. But, I mean, you know, Pittsburgh does it a bunch of weeks because the Pitt Panthers play at Heinz Field. So they'll play Saturday and then the Steelers will play Sunday. So it is definitely a doable thing here. I don't really like this game because Kyler Murray is banged up, but if he comes back and he plays well, it wouldn't be shocking. And I would take the Cardinals in that instance. The Rams have been Jekyll and Hyde this year, but I like them in this game. Their defense has been playing too well. Give me the Rams. Give me the under because of that defense and because Kyler Murray is a bit banged up right now. So Rams and under, but I don't feel great about it.
I am going to go with Arizona, and I'm going to take the over. So I'm exact opposite on this one. I think Hopkins is coming off of a bit of a dud. Murray has been in that limbo state. I think there's definitely a Rams, you know, getting beat up by the 49ers, come and take it out. But this is another divisional game that I think the Rams are sliding a little bit right now. And I think Arizona needs to move some momentum. So I like Arizona with the 3 points, even if it's just a small cover. And I'm going to take the over on both teams scoring a bit. Giants at Seattle. Seattle's a 10-point favorite. 46.5 is the line. Boggs, I will tell you, I know this is weird, if Daniel Jones were there, I think I'd take the Giants because I know the Giants have done a pretty good job covering this season. I think I'd be comfortable with taking the Giants of the 10.5 points, not under Colt McCoy, though. Regardless of whatever superhero-ness Wayne Gallman can have this week, I'm going Seattle, and I am going with the over, though, with some points scored in New York. But had Daniel Jones been there, I think I would have taken the Giants.
So that's what we're going to do. We're going to fight today. Is that it? So you have to sit there and make fun of my guy, Colt McCoy.
It's just Colt.
Hey, look, it's the same way for me. I wouldn't take the Giants with Daniel Jones. I would still take the Seahawks, but we're in lockstep on this bet. Seattle and the over for me. I just, the Giants don't have it right now. And the Seahawks really, you know, once again, another team that needs a slump buster. They need a slump buster right now. So I think they can do it, and I think they can stomp the Giants.
Couple more games up. New England at the Chargers. New England's a 1-point road favorite. 47.5 is the line.
I mean, this game I would run away from, not bet in a million years.
Agreed with you.
Because we're picking off, give me the Patriots, give me the under, because I just don't know if they're going to score points. This is kind of, I think I'm getting one of these, but I don't think I'm getting both.
I am. That's actually a pretty good point. I'm going to go with the Chargers as a home team, though they are just amazing at falling apart.
And love giving it away.
They do love giving it away, but I'm also going to go with the under. So, you know, one of us, it's going to be the over, and then one of us will get one right, of course. Philly at Green Bay. Green Bay is an 8.5-point favorite. 47.5 is the line in Green Bay.
But just the most confident I have in any team this week is Green Bay beating Philly, which means they'll lose somehow in this game, of course. But Carson Wentz keeps turning the ball over. We thought maybe, okay, here's time for Jalen Hurts, and we're going to start seeing that happen. And he got one extra play. It was his first play on the field without Carson Wentz out there. So that was nice. But it was one extra snap. It wasn't anything. So it's still Wentz. He makes too much money. They're never going to pull him. He's going to turn the ball over a bunch of times. So give me Green Bay and give me the over.
Green Bay over with me as well. That's an easy one. Denver at Kansas City. Kansas City minus 14, 50.5 is the line.
The spread's too big. And the Chiefs keep losing these big spread games.
Yeah, they do.
Too. So against the spread, obviously, they're 10-1. They're not losing games. But for me, I have to take Denver in this game. I'll take the over, but the Chiefs keep not hitting it, which is kind of annoying, but I think the Broncos defense is rough. So this might be one where you only get one as well, but Denver in the over for me.
I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to give you said it all right. Two more games here. Washington at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is an 8-point favorite. The line is off right now because of, just when we're recording and all the chaos. Bogman, I'm going to tell you, coming off of this short stint, such a horrible game that they played and just minimal rest. I'm going with Washington in this one because it's 8 points. I don't think they're winning or anything like that. But, you know, Washington has been competitive and their defense has played a little bit better. Pittsburgh has just been kind of, I don't know. I mean, they might be riled up.
They
kind of laid down. It might be riled up for the game, you know, as far as the passing goes. But I think this is a slow-paced game, and I could see Washington keeping this relatively close-ish. I think Pittsburgh wins outright, of course. But I'm going to go with Washington on it.
Yeah, I mean, I wish we had a line in this game because I'd want to take the under. So, Steelers on a roll. Give me Pittsburgh, and they're going to be angry coming off that bad performance, too. Give me Pittsburgh.
Monday night, Buffalo at San Francisco, technically at Arizona. The line is 1.5 Buffalo on the road. 48 is your total line. Bogman, I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers because I think momentum is in their favor right now. They got that running game that they are going to establish against Buffalo. And I like the over because I think both teams can score some points. Buffalo will give 49ers fits, but the 49ers offense is clicking a bit, and they're going to have Brandon Ayuk back with Debo Samuel. They're going to be able to move the chains, and I think there's some positive momentum. So San Francisco in the over.
Yeah, I'm going to take the over as well, and I'm much more confident in that because I think the Niners do what the Bills are bad at. They run the ball really well, and the Bills do not cover the run very well. So I'm going to go with the over in this game. I'm going to take Buffalo just because it's 1.5. They're a really good squad. I think they should win this game. So not crazy confident. I like the over.
When we come back, it's the parlay that we never hit. It's the ITL parlay, and it's our own personal one. Let's see how we can mess it up this week. Coming back right here on ITL.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In this league.
I thought we were going to be just friends.
What? Friends listen to
In This League.
In the dark.
Welcome back, friends. We're coming into the final bit of hour two, which means hour three has me go away. We have goodbye, and Casey Bubba comes in, which will be a bunch of good stuff. What's on the docket for you and the Bubba?
We're going to talk about that weird Wednesday afternoon game, of course. We're going to get his bets and probably talk a little baseball as well.
Okay, there you go. Bubba coming up, and he will take part in the ITL parlay. So Bogman and I will each give you our own personal parlays, which I've never hit this entire season. I think Bogman's hit once and Bubba's hit twice. And then we will lock one pick from each of our parlays to make the ultimate ITL parlay, which we've only done for a couple weeks and we've never hit. So just making sure everybody understands what you're getting in for. Bogman, I'll give you mine first. I'm going to go with that Seattle minus 10 at home against the Giants with Colt McCoy there, not to salt in the wound or anything like that, but I don't feel good about anything the Giants are going to be able to do. I know it's 10 points, it's a big line, but Seattle's playing very good football, and this is a get-right game.
Can't
with any
wait
of the
for
weirdness.
Colt McCoy to come out slinging.
Let's
go, Colt.
Chicago Bears are hosting the Detroit Lions, are favored by 3. Not a lot. I want to take the Bears as a confidence pick, but I'm going to put them here in the parlay because I like that. And so much so, that is going to be my pick for the ITL leg of the parlay, Chicago minus 3. And then the final one in my personal parlay is Green Bay's over, Green Bay Philly over. So I've got Seattle minus 10, Chicago minus 3, Green Bay Philly over, which is at 47, and lock Chicago minus 3 in for my leg of the ITL parlay.
I generally don't like taking big spreads, but Green Bay minus 8.5 against Philly. Philly is playing some bad, bad football. The worst part about them is the offensive line. One of the best units for Green Bay is pass rushing. So give me Green Bay easy in that game. I love that one. I'm going to step right into that trap. Colts minus 3.5. I'm going to take it in the parlay as well. And then I just think that.
How you said that. I'm going to take it in the parlay.
I'm going to take that in the parlay. Right up the parlay is where I'm going to take that. And then the Jets and Vegas under, I think, is going to be a I think that's a good play this week as well. So I'm going to take the under in that one. So I got Green Bay minus 8.5, Indy minus 3.5, Jets, Vegas under 47.
Well, friendos, that is it for hour two. But don't you go anywhere. Just because I'm leaving doesn't mean the show ends. Hour three coming up. It is Bogman. It is Bubba right here. I'm in this league.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.